Hello there, and welcome to Reach for Power, where we take a closer look at the power itself and the strategies to build it. I am your host, Monika Kruk, and in this episode, we will focus on gratitude. As all my US-based friends were celebrating Thanksgiving last week, I could not help but think about the gratitude in more general terms, as cultivating it in your life can be a powerful force for positive change. When you make a conscious effort to appreciate the good things, it can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. You can think of it as a key to unlocking better mental health. It acts like a balm, soothing the stresses that life throws your way. By shifting your focus from what's lacking to what's already present and positive, you can build emotional resilience. It's a simple yet effective strategy to cope with the inevitable challenges that come our way. Emotionally, gratitude is also a game changer. It's like a happiness booster, elevating your mood and increasing your overall life satisfaction. When you take time to reflect on the things you are thankful for, you are actively contributing to building a more optimistic outlook on life for yourself. I am sure you have heard many times this old story about a Cherokee elder who was teaching his grandson about life. "A fight is going on inside me," he said to the boy. "It is a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and self-doubt. The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion. The same fight is going on inside you and inside every other person too." The boy thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The elder simply replied, "The one that you feed." If you consciously focus on being grateful for all the positives in your life, your good wolf will definitely not be walking around hungry. But it's not just about you. Gratitude has a social dimension too. Expressing thanks fosters stronger connection with those around you. It's a way of acknowledging and appreciating the people in your life, whether it's friends, family, or colleagues. And as you embrace it, you might find yourself naturally inclined to engage in acts of kindness, strengthening those social bonds even further. Your physical health can benefit too. The practice of focusing on positive aspects before bedtime has been linked in research to promoting relaxation and restful sleep. Additionally, a grateful mindset often translates into healthier lifestyle choices, such as regular exercise and balanced diet. In tough times, it serves as a reliable coping mechanism. It helps you reframe challenges, making them feel more manageable and less overwhelming. It's a shift in perspective, turning obstacles into opportunities for growth. So picture this, a time in my life that felt like a never-ending thunderstorm. Everything seemed like it was falling apart and I was pretty much drowning in problems. That's when I stumbled upon this idea of gratitude. It wasn't some grand revelation, just a little something I thought might help me find a bit of peace amidst the chaos. At first it felt weird, you know, trying to be thankful for stuff when everything seemed messed up. But I started small, like appreciating a hot cup of tea on a chilly morning or being grateful for a friend's company. And in those tiny moments, I found a bit of comfort. As I kept at it, something unexpected happened. The problems didn't magically disappear, but my way of looking at them changed. Instead of getting overwhelmed, I started seeing these moments of relief and grace. Gratitude became like my anchor in the middle of the storm. Facing tough times became different. Gratitude helped me see obstacles as chances to grow. Each problem turned into an opportunity to discover how strong I really was. It wasn't always smooth sailing, and sometimes being thankful felt extremely hard to find. But the more I practiced, the easier it got. It became like second nature, even when things were super tough. Through gratitude, I found out how strong I could be. It wasn't about pretending that everything was okay. It was about focusing on the good stuff, even in the middle of the mess. My new mindset gave me hope, a reminder that even in the darkest times, there was always something good to hold on to. And when the storm finally calmed down, looking back, I felt so inspired by the journey. It wasn't just about getting through tough times, it was about changing through them. Gratitude was like the spark that turned things around from feeling stuck to finding a new appreciation for the good stuff. Long story short, gratitude is pretty amazing. It's not a fix for everything, but it sure has the power to make even the toughest parts of life a bit easier to handle. It's like turning problems into chances to grow and finding a bit of light even in the darkest times. And it's not just about external circumstances. Gratitude can also positively impact your relationship with yourself. Regularly acknowledging your strengths and appreciating the positive aspects of your life contributes to increased self-esteem. It's a way of building yourself up rather than tearing yourself down. Moreover, gratitude encourages mindfulness, bringing your attention to the present moment. It's about appreciating the here and now, fostering a stronger mind-body connection. This mindful approach to life can contribute to an overall sense of well-being. So whether it's keeping a gratitude journal, expressing thanks to others, or simply taking a moment to reflect on the positives in your life, integrating gratitude in your daily routine can lead to a more fulfilling and positive life experience. It's a small investment with big returns for your well-being. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe to have regular access to the newly published content. You are also welcome to check Reach for Power webpage at reachforpower.com for more materials and share your thoughts and comments through LinkedIn. Thank you for joining me today, and keep on reaching for power.